let me tell you a little bit about prayer flags. Yeah, it's like, of course, you know this from so many videos, films from Tibet, you know it, all the mountain passes, all the monasteries, all the stupas. They're called Lungta in Tibetan. Lung is wind, also prana, you have heard this term before, and ta means horse, it's the wind horse. So these prayers are like the prayers ride with the wind, yes, they go with the wind everywhere. So the wish is that there is blessing coming from these prayers, and that the blessing is carried like by the air, by the wind, in all directions. And it is a beautiful thing, Nava, that you brought these prayer flags from when you went to, I think, Tsunye Rinpoche. And these prayer flags are special. First I thought, oh, normal prayer flags, you know, I probably know the prayers which are on there, and I do know the prayer, but it's a new prayer by Chatra Rinpoche, who has died now, but Chatra Rinpoche became very old and was one of these really fully realized masters of the Nyingma school, of the old school of Tibetan Buddhism, living in Kathmandu, as far as I know. And he was very, very straight, very, very severe, very demanding on his students. Actually, he started to work with Western students, but then he found, no, this is a loss of time. They don't listen. They always do what they think is best, and it's just hopeless, you know. And then once he had a student, a Western student, a woman. He accepted her, but instead of giving her instructions, he sent her in the mountains to guard the goats. And that was her practice. You stay in the mountains, you keep the goats. And first year, no instructions. Second year, no instructions. Third year, no instructions. Fourth year, still no instructions. And the beginning of the seventh year, she gave up. She cracked and she left. And Chatra Rinpoche said, oh, she was just about right. Just about ready to receive the instructions. And she left. Anyhow, he was so, his presence was so strong, such a strong presence of awareness. He was considered really one of the very highest realized masters, and the other masters, they would go trembling to him, you know, like, because he could look through, he could see everything. And so this master was very concerned with how this world develops. And it's been a few years that he wrote this prayer. And the beautiful thing about this prayer here is that it is translated into English. So one flag is Tibetan and one has the English translation on it. And Nava will read the translation to us, but let me first give you a little instruction. This was written before the 7th of October, okay? This was written a few years ago. And already, also before the conflict with, you know, Russia invading Ukraine and so on, before that. And already then, this clairvoyant Lama was looking in the future and was seeing great problems coming. And then he sat down and formulated this prayer that went around the world. We received it through emails on websites and so on, and started doing it, praying it. And it has very powerful sentences in there. Very powerful, very, very clear, not just abstract. you know, like talking about, yeah, you will hear, and don't take it personal. Yeah, it was not written for Israel and Palestine, you know, it was not written for here, but it is very applicable here. It was written for all the countries, all the big countries who have constantly been creating a mess, and actually it's going towards the deep points, and after we listen to the prayer, you can come up front, Nava. After we listen to it, we still remain a while in silence, reciting mantras. So you can recite a mantra of your choice. And just looking for a good place for you to read. I think this one here is good. Mm-hmm. Since Nava brought these beautiful flags, and since it is absolutely necessary that peace reigns in these lands here, then it seems absolutely appropriate to hang them up, knowing that they are not specifically addressed to any community, you know, anyone in particular, but to all over the world, to everybody. They have been spread to all countries, to all sanghas, yeah? And now they are reaching us here. So listen, and you will read very slowly so everybody can understand. If you find a word that you might want to translate into Hebrew because you think it's a difficult English word, you can do that, huh? In case there is something in there. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we will stay in meditation. And we recite more mantras like Om Mani Padme Hum or Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Da Soha, or I will recite the Guru Rinpoche prayer and so on. Yeah, we can do like this.
The Sage's Fierce Proclamation. A prayer to invoke the Samaya of the Enlightened Ones to avert warfare and strife during this dark age. Homage to the Guru and the Three Jewels. Perfect guide for this fortunate eon. Crown ornament of the Shakyas. Second Buddha, Odhyana's lake-born Vajra, Supreme Noble Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri Vajrapani, the remaining 8 great bodhisattvas, 21 Taras, assembly of noble elders, root and lineage gurus, peaceful and wrathful Yidam deities, the kinis of the Sith of the three sacred places, wisdom dharma protectors, guardians of the directions, 75 glorious protectors, masters of miraculous powers and clairvoyance, please care for beings of this degenerate age. The evil actions of beings during this dark age overflow as a great ocean of negativity. As positive forces waver, the dark forces of Maras sway the minds of people of power and influence, inciting war with nuclear weapons able to obliterate this earth. Perverse aspirations manifest as a hurricane of weapons. Perverse aspirations manifest as a hurricane of weapons, capable of instantly reducing the world and its beings to dust. These omens indicating our impending ruin are manifest in the realm of appearance, sound, and thought. Yet ignorant beings remain oblivious and unafraid, trapped in a web of delusion and doubt. By merely hearing or thinking of an unprecedented world change, terror consumes our very being. There are no hopeful means to reverse this other than you, the unfailing three root jewels. In wailing supplication, like a child calling to its parents, please do not renege on your previous vows. Swift as lightning, extend your arms of compassion to protect and liberate us helpless beings from fear. When mighty barbarians who rob the world's beings of happiness, control their leaders and delegates, please turn the vicious, cruel, and deceitful to the site of bliss and harmony. Spontaneously pacify calamity and warfare, and avert and eliminate the hordes of demons' nuclear weapons. By that power, may the lives of our gurus be long and the teachings and practice flourish in all directions. Eliminate evil forces of humans and non-humans with their supporters who cause harm to the Dharma and beings. As great happiness pervades the world, let us entertain the glorious four abundances. Just as in the harmonious golden age, may we always be immersed in joyful dance. By the ocean of the three jewels, compassion, and the truth of the supreme Dharmatadu, may our prayers of pure intention be fulfilled just as we wish. Thus, the five senses are naturally clairvoyant.
Om Manim Bhima Om Manim Bhima No, I never will. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. And now, while still reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, those who like, we go out and we watch how the flags are being fastened. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.